What's up, guys? Good evening. Good evening, campus. It's good to see you guys. Let me just share my screen here. Let's see. It's being weird. Sorry, give me one second here. I don't know why. It's giving me some difficulties. All right. Well, might not have slides. Just trying to show some photos of our past year here. Let's see. Man, even on my brand new laptop. Well, we'll see. Maybe Hannah could get them up on her laptop and we'll get her sharing them. But let's just jump in here to make the most of our time. Hope you guys all had an awesome Christmas. Hannah and I miss you all a ton, but we hope you had a great Christmas and just great time with your families and friends and wherever you were. And as was said before, tonight we're going to take some time to remember what God has done in 2021. And it's crazy that 2021 is coming to a close this weekend, and that this weekend we'll be entering into 2022, a new year, but the same God, amen. And so I'm excited to look back with you all tonight and to let God refresh us and build our faith as we take time to remember all that he's done. And so I'm going to do a lesson here, but in a little while, I'm going to open it up for some sharing. And so you guys can share some of your highlights, some of your favorite moments of this past year, and just things that you saw God do, whether that's in your personal walk with him or just in the campus ministry in 2021. So, you know, during my lesson, hopefully some of the things I share trigger some thoughts, but definitely start thinking about things you want to share. I would love to hear from you guys. But you might be asking basically like, why? Why are we spending time doing this tonight? And that's a great question. So let me answer that question for you guys. The truth is that the practice of remembrance is actually very biblical, right? Taking time to remember. There's a wealth of scriptures, both in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, that call us to remember what God has done and how the Lord has provided for us. And so God wants us to remember because it's good for our souls. He knows that we need it. And so I want to read just these three scriptures back to back here that help us understand why it's good to remember. First one is Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2. Deuteronomy 8, verse 2 says, "And you shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you." And it goes on. Psalm 77, verse 11 says, "I shall remember the deeds of the Lord. Surely I will remember your wonders of old." Isaiah 46, verse 9. Says, "Remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is none like me." So you get the idea here. God constantly throughout the scriptures, and I could have read way more, but he wants us to take time to remember really two things. The first one is who he is. And the second thing being, he wants us to remember what he has done. Who he is, what he has done. And obviously, as we get into the scriptures, they remind us of those two things. Because oftentimes when we look back to see what God has done in our lives, it reminds us of his nature. It reminds us of his goodness, of his favor towards us. And that was Psalm 77, verse 11 before. And so God doesn't want us to hold on to the bad things of the past or let those bad things of the past let them haunt us, but he does want us to let them build hope for a future. And so, you know, sometimes remembering and taking time to remember God is honestly really what our faith needs, especially when we're in the midst of trials. You know, I don't know what trial you're going through right now or over winter break. You know, maybe there's been some family drama at home. You know, maybe you've caught yourself falling into laziness, and that's been something hard for you. You know, maybe you're feeling just distant from God right now, or maybe you're just struggling to feel hopeful and excited about the new year. You know, whatever it is, God wants to build your faith by looking back, by remembering. And so remembering what he has done for us in the past helps us to trust that he'll meet us in our present circumstance also. So I hope that makes sense. And again, I just really wanted to share these thoughts as we think about taking some of our own time here at midweek to remember ourselves, to practice remembering together. And so when we don't take time, though, to remember what God has done in our lives, we can run the risk of forgetting him. And we too can kind of be like the Israelites who turn to worshiping other gods, and they forget God in the process, right? We see that kind of consistent cycle in the Old Testament. And so we can be like the Israelites when we forget God, when we forget his works, and we can start worshiping other idols like our careers, school, affluence, material possessions, hobbies, money, right? This is the things, the idols that Satan brings to us when we don't remember the Lord. And so we have to intentionally take time to remember God because he never forgets us. God always remembers our needs. He watches over us. He's always at our side. Even when we're not aware of him, he's always aware of us. So I just want to ask you tonight, how's it going for you taking time to remember God? How's that going for you? And not being distracted by all the things of the world. You know, do you find yourself thinking and worrying a lot about the future and forgetting to look back and remember all that God's already done? You know, do you find yourself remembering a lot of other things to do besides remembering God? You know, maybe you remember things like, you know, to fill out a job application or an application for an internship. Maybe you remember to study for that final. Maybe you remember to catch up on your favorite Netflix show. Maybe you remember to text that person back that you're like, oh, shoot, I haven't texted them back in a little while. But you do all those things, but you forget to remember Jesus in the process. I've totally been there. Well, there's all these other things that are on our hearts or that we're worrying about that we're trying to not forget. But in the process, we forget to remember God. Looks like we might have some slides coming here. Hey, nice. Awesome. My awesome wife coming in clutch. Let me just advance a lot of slides here. Let's see. Try to catch up with where we're at. All right. Sorry about this, guys. We're making do. So those are the scriptures. Let's see. All right, those are the two things we talked about that we need to remember: who he is, what he has done. I know you guys are like, yo, slow down. All right, we're on this slide. So this is a quote by Dallas Willard. It's a quote that I think is very important for what we're talking about. He says, remembering what he has done for us in the past helps us to trust that God will meet us in our present circumstance also. And then there's another one here. There we go. All right. There we go. And this is one of my favorite ones. It says, the first and most basic thing we can and must do is to keep God before our minds. This is the fundamental secret of caring for our souls, right? So we need to keep God before our minds. How do we do that? Well, one way we can do that is by doing what we're going to do tonight, is by remembering. And so we're going to go through a little highlight reel right now of our 2021 as a campus ministry, right? And also real quick, this is just another practical thing you can do if you want to do this over your winter break. You can start a list of God's mighty works in your life, right? So you can have this source, this awesome journal, a source of things he's done. And as you go out through your discipleship, through your life, you can keep adding to it. So over the years, it builds up and it's just this awesome source of faith. You can even just do that with like a note on your phone. But let's talk about kind of our year in review. And this is going to transition into our time of sharing here to hear from you guys some of your favorite moments of 2021. And so, you know, when we first entered into this year, a lot of us were just like, yo, I just want to be done with 2020. Like, that's where I'm at. You know, a lot of us kind of felt like this meme right here from like Frodo from Lord of the Rings. We were like, oh my gosh, 2020 is over. And then kind of what we realized is 2021, there's still the same challenges. There's still the same temptation going around. We're still living in a pandemic, right? But God did some amazing things in 2021. It was a great year, right? It was a crazy year, but it was a great one nonetheless because God was a part of it. And so I just want to start off by saying to you guys that we are so proud of all of you. You know, you guys are still here. You've persevered. You've trusted God. You've embraced change and transition as a lot of you have gone back to school in person. But you guys were also super faithful and you helped plant a new region of the church, right? We're so proud of you guys for all the ways you served God and stepped up this year. And so let's go through a couple things. Again, this is just a short little highlight reel to stoke our faith and remind us of what God has done. But one of the first things we did this year, you guys remember the Unmuted series, right? We did that with all of New Jersey and Central Jersey. And then we talked about some hot topics, right? Maybe put a couple of your favorite ones in the chat, but we had some awesome times just digging into what the Bible says about these controversial things. Talking about sexual identity, Jesus and politics, abortion, gender roles, social justice. I mean, we went in and they're living on our YouTube channel. You can check those out. But that was such a powerful way to kick off 2021. You know, skipping forward, we had a lot of awesome times this past summer 2021. You know, just some things to mention, like the Donut Dash. We had Summer Olympics. We hung out at Gantry Park a lot, right on the water. Just getting food together, spending time with each other. I'm sure you guys have a ton of photos on your phone from the summer, but we really bonded relationally this summer. We had a lot of fun. The summer was filled with faith and fun, and we made great memories together. And going back to Fridays being in person, which was awesome. But then about 3 months ago in early September, we officially planted the campus region of the New York City Church of Christ. And all of us here were a part of that, which has been awesome. It's been such an exciting time. And starting to have our own Sunday worship services in person throughout the fall semester. It's just been amazing to see God moving through that, to have visitors coming out. And just to be able to meet with each other in person in that way has been awesome. And then for a lot of us, I know this was a big highlight. We had our fall retreat. We weren't sure if we were going to do one at first, but we went to the Poconos. We made it happen. You guys made it happen. And we had an awesome time talking about being refreshed, right? And we also learned that our ministry has the secret gift of karaoke in their system, and some all-stars were brought out. But it was just such a fun time, awesome lessons, awesome D groups, and just what a beautiful setting that was, just to forge our relationship with God and with one another. And then lastly, in our highlight reel here, we saw people make Jesus Lord, amen. We saw God move hearts this semester. You know, we saw Brittany baptized in Brooklyn. We saw Damaris baptized in Queens earlier this year. We saw our sister Nina restored to the faith. She did an incredible job sharing at a retreat. We saw Caroline baptized in Long Island. And then just this past Monday, as Rob mentioned, we saw Stephanie get baptized over at Manny's, which is super encouraging. And so we saw people commit to Jesus, commit their lives to God. And I know there's many more new brothers and sisters on the way for 2022, but God is awesome, guys. He's done all of this. It's all through him. And here's the deal though. He's not done with this ministry yet, right? He's got so much in store to build our faith for the future. And this Sunday, we're going to be talking about moving forward by faith. And Caleb's going to be doing an awesome lesson for us Sunday. So tonight we're talking about remembering. Sunday we're talking about moving forward. And so now I just wanted to open it up to you guys. We got plenty of time here. And hopefully, you know, these pictures and just kind of a brief highlight jogged your memory of things that God did in your walk with him this past year. But this time is meant just to encourage one another as we just share about some of our favorite moments. And hopefully this time can just remind you and encourage you of all that God has done. So just put me in the chat if you want to share. If you're watching with people, just put the specific name of who wants to share.